vicious, to vice. A victory for virtue. Makers of violent films should be given visas to Antarctica with no way to return. At least that was the view of Catherine McNeely, and she voiced her opinion more strongly as she attempted to bring virtue back into vogue. The vicious world of illegal films was vigilant, however, and not ready for a change in society that would allow their vision of freedom of expression. They began to spread vicious rumors about Catherine McNeely, attacking her personal character. They created stories that she had not been a virgin since high school, that she had her own virtual stash of explicit visual materials that she looked at for her own pleasure, and that she was even having an affair with the very politician she was cooperating with. The reaction of the public was vivid. They didn't believe a word of it. Virtually everyone sensed immediately that Mrs. McNeely was the victim of a smear campaign, that the movie makers had violated her own rights to privacy, and that the slander was only so vigorous because they were scared. Their plan had backfired. Sales of movies with violence and sex diminished sharply. With this vital source of income taken away, the movie makers resorted to legal tactics. They sued Mrs. McNeely for defamation. The courts, however, immediately threw out these cases on the grounds that they were frivolous and capricious. This plan had backfired as well. When the movie makers say that their vocational livelihood was at stake, they surrendered. The government enacted strict controls, and the violent film industry declined. The murder rate, sexual assault rate, burglary rate, and kidnapping rate declined as well.